would go. Go. Hey Hollywood, hey Hollywood go. Go.
We are back for another week of Tailgate Debates. My good friend Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Busy weekend. Won a couple of games this weekend.
Yeah, I got a big one against George Washington.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Yeah, poll season coming to an end, but sports world, man, is it doing mighty fine right now?
I'm entertained. I would say.
Yeah, yesterday was a good, interesting day in football. I mean, the Rams took their first loss against Saints. What do you think about that?
Well, we kind of expected that one.
No, we did not expect that.
I was expecting New Orleans, at least for me.
And your pick to win, like on your thing you do with Debs, did you actually pick New Orleans?
Yeah.
Really? I thought the Rams were gonna win that game, but I mean, I'm not surprised that Saints won.
Well, it's because I was going with Drew Brees at home, the Saints at home.
Yeah.
You knew it was gonna be a high scoring game. I wouldn't necessarily say, okay, maybe I wouldn't say the Saints were, like, for sure going to win. You knew they went up 35-14 at one point.
I was disappointed that the Rams' defense allowed 45 points.
You haven't seen that this year.
Yeah, that was kind of – I mean, good for the Saints. It'll be definitely interesting as the season goes on. Hopefully they get a nice little playoff matchup.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, but, yeah, big win.
Big win out.
But then Green Bay, New England, Brady getting that one. And
You told me. Again, you know, the Patriots are at home.
Rodgers had no help.
What do you think of Green Bay so far this season?
Green Bay's not doing anything. I mean, Rodgers, he can only do so much. Half his defense got hurt last night. They can't run the ball.
Rodgers just has it rough.
Yeah. I feel bad for the guy. He needs to get out of there. But, Brady played well. I'd give it to him.
They smoked him.
They didn't smoke him. It was close until the fourth. And then they kind of ran away with it. But, we are going to do a little bit of predictions here with some little tight playoff races. Looks like we're going to have down the stretch. So we're going to start out here in the AFC North. We got a Pittsburgh who's 5-2-1 and Cincinnati who's 5-3-0. And Baltimore's kind of in the mix. They're 4-5, but they lost to Pittsburgh yesterday. Matt, who do you think is taking AFC North?
I think Pittsburgh is. I'm really going with Pittsburgh on this one. You know, James Conner is playing. He's doing great at the running back position. And we just saw that Le'Veon Bell left his house in Miami. Could that mean he's returning soon? But does that necessarily mean he's going to start?
Yeah.
James Conner's putting up some good numbers. It's hard to take that away from the team.
See, I don't know. I like the Steelers and all.
Still got Big Ben.
I'm not sold on Big Ben.
Not feeling it.
But, I think the Bengals are going to pull it off this year. They're kind of always in the mix, and then they always fall off. But I think this year with Tyler Boyd being a great secondary option with AJ Green, that's a big help for Andy Dalton. But
but the Steelers also have Antonio Brown Juice.
They
also have a good wide receiver core. You can't count out this is gonna be.
It's gonna be
this
tight.
This one's gonna be tight.
I'm saying
games are gonna be very important.
I'm saying it's gonna be Cincinnati, but honestly, I can't even convince myself on that. I want it to be Cincinnati. I want it to be Cincinnati. We'll see. That'll be fun to watch.
I'm going Steelers.
AFC West, I mean, I think the Chiefs are by far the better team, but the Chargers,
by far,
they're hanging around.
You know what it's going to come down to is who plays who. It's going to come down to who has the hardest schedule, I think. But Kansas City has looked solid in every game they've played.
I mean,
Patrick Mahomes has shown no signs of slowing down.
Patrick Mahomes is legit. I think he'll be legit for years to come.
I agree.
Good for him. I mean, Kansas City has a pretty easy schedule down the stretch.
I mean, he's already passed 29 TDs.
Yeah, good on him. I could pass 29 TDs.
Sound like Oscar.
Put me in there, coach. NFC East. We got Washington, who's 5-3. Philly, who's 4-4. Reigning champs. What you thinking, Matt?
I'm gonna give the reigning champs this one.
See,
I don't think Washington can hang on to it either.
I love Washington, man. I love what they have.
They got killed by Atlanta.
Dude, I like Alex Smith. I think. Adrian Peterson. He's not done yet. I think their defense is obviously very, very solid.
They got me -4 points in fantasy this weekend.
That's on you, bro. That's on you.
Speaking of solid defenses, though. Chicago Bears.
What about Chicago? Actually, no, I have the Chicago Bears on my fantasy team. I can't hate. They gave me 29 points.
29 for a defense?
Yeah.
Without Khalil Mack in the lineup.
I mean, they're tied in the NFC North right now with Minnesota. I think Minnesota's...
They're playing good ball.
Minnesota's too good offensively, I think, coming down the stretch. I mean, between Diggs and Thielen, very, very good receiving core out there. Yeah,
definitely.
I think Kirk Cousins, way better quarterback than Trubisky by far.
Yeah. Trubisky's having a good year.
Yeah, Chicago's a good team. I don't think they're going
to
be
I think they're an underrated team. No one expected them to be tied with Minnesota.
That's because they got Khalil Mack last second.
Which was a great pickup, let me say.
Yeah, but I don't think they're enough yet. I think next year they'll do more damage, depending on how they do in the draft. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Offensively, they're
missing something.
Yeah,
they need that wide receiver core better.
Anything, just something.
Running back's good.
Trubisky's edge.
They could go for another quarterback.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not buying Chicago. I think Minnesota's gonna pull this one out.
I think that Chicago's a little, like we said, they're missing something, right? But Minnesota's got it all. They got a pretty solid defense. And
Their defense has actually been playing subpar this year, which is kind of disappointing to me. Like,
but down the stretch, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. NBA has been popping lately, huh?
Yep.
Get a hot start. Go ahead.
For some teams.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to say whatever you want to say about Golden State, and then we can move on.
What do you want? What do you want
say,
to say?
Say whatever you want to say. Say, like.
Well, thanks, Ben.
Oh, my God. Steph Curry this, KD that. Go ahead. 30 minutes or 30 seconds.
I think I'd rather hear it come from you. They're 9-1 right now. On a 7-game win streak, playing some good ball right now. Unselfish basketball, as I must say.
Interesting.
Curry's leading the league in points.
Okay.
Scored the most points in the league. He's already scored 325 points. It's 20 more than the next person.
And 30 seconds up.
All right.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
All right, so here's my question for you. We got a couple of teams here off some hot starts who haven't been necessarily the top of the conference last couple of years. So we have one from each. In the West, we have the Nuggets. And in the East, we have Milwaukee. Who do you think between those two teams is going to be in it in the long run? I don't know. Do you think either of them will be top three, East or West? They're both 8-1 right now.
It's really hard to say.
Think either of them can be legit.
I think that out of any one of them, I think Denver's going to be legit.
Yeah.
I think Denver looks really good. They beat the Warriors earlier in the season.
I think Denver's the better team. They're just in a tougher conference.
The East is not necessarily that bad. I think teams are getting off to, slow starts or, start that we didn't expect to see. Like,
Toronto and Boston are two of the best teams in the NBA still. And Milwaukee and Philly, not far behind.
Philly had a little bit of a rough start, but they're coming back up. Washington though?
Yeah, that was real disappointing. Washington the last couple of years been around that fourth, fifth seed spot. And they made the addition of Dwight Howard and they kind of got all these guys, Otto Porter Jr., Kelly Oubre on some contracts with Bradley Beal, John Wall.
They look good on paper.
Yeah, I thought this young core is gonna be something, and then they weren't.
Nothing. Nada. 2-7.
It's kind of upsetting.
It's nothing. Come on. You got Bradley Beal, John Wall on your team.
That's also one of the best backcourts in the NBA.
I was just about to say that.
Top five?
Top five for sure.
I would say it goes Steph and Clay tied with Harden and Chris Paul.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And then you got Damian Lillard and McCollum in that mix.
Let's see. Who could we throw in there?
I mean, I guess Wall and Beal before, and then you got something like, Jamal Murray and Gary Harris out in Denver is pretty mean.
It's going well so far.
Yeah, honestly, you can.
I like the Lillard Colin one though. That's one of my favorites.
I feel so bad for Portland because they have this nice little core, but they cannot get any.
They're 7-3 right now.
I don't think Portland will ever be able to get a big free agent
because of
just the market. Like I don't like you see someone all these big free agents like Jimmy Butler, like KD, Boogie Cousins. Like I don't see any.
What if they can get Boogie?
That'd be pretty mean. I mean, with McCollum, Lillard, Nurkic.
I mean, because if you guys didn't hear, Steve Kerr was talking to the press and said basically that they will not have enough money to sign Boogie, so they want to get him a ring and send him on his way, make him, like, give a good resume when he goes hits the free agents.
Yeah, he'll be up and out. I don't know. I really hope that he comes back the same as he
– You always want to see the players come back. Yeah. You know, like Gordon Hayward, you didn't want to see him be done after that one.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward, dude, I saw a thing yesterday that people are thinking that both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to be better than Gordon Hayward by the end of the season. And kind of hate to say it, but I think it's true.
They're young.
They're young. Gordon Hayward's not as athletic as he was.
Before the injury?
Yeah, I mean.
He's not putting up the numbers that we're used to seeing.
I mean, obviously it's still going to take time for him to come back and adjust.
Yeah, he's just getting back into the feel of it.
But I don't know. Poor Gordon Hayward, huh?
Poor Gordon Hayward.
All right. Keeping it out east, though. Toronto, they're playing some good basketball, winning some big games when even with Kawhi out with some ankle soreness. What do you think about Toronto?
Well, Toronto's got a solid team this year.
That's some good depth.
Their bench. How much are they averaging? Like 50 points a game or something like that?
Sure. I haven't heard that stat, but sure.
Like they're the best bench in the league.
I think the most surprising thing was Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry's
He's playing really well with
he's
Kawhi.
He's facilitating well. He's averaging
assists a game. Especially when Kawhi's out of the game, you can see that you know he's the go-to guy on that floor, and he knows that, so he's trying to lead his team for all those ups and downs on the court, and he's doing a great job of it because their offense looks very smooth right now.
Very smooth. Yeah, honestly, good for Toronto. I still think Boston's going to pull out in that division. I think they're still
it's
trying
gonna
to
go neck. They're going to go neck to neck.
It'll be a good series. I would say Boston in six. Boston has the better coach. I don't know if they're more. Yeah, I think they're more talented. They're just more less developed, and they have that more potential.
Who do you think? Who do you think's coming top three in the East? Give me 1, 2, 3.
Bold prediction. It's gonna go Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, number three.
I think Milwaukee stays in the mix. I think
we see the Sixers get in that mix too.
I think the Sixers will be around that fourth range. Same with the Pacers. But I do think Milwaukee gets top three.
We can't count out the Pacers though.
Yeah, I don't know. The Pacers are good, but like
they're in the West. I like Oladipo.
I like Oladipo. Sabonis actually in that trade. The whole Oladipo and Sabonis going there. Sabonis is playing very well.
Yeah,
very very well. Very underrated. Miles Turner, great big, but yeah, I don't know. See, a lot of these teams right now, like Indiana, Portland, the Bucks, Detroit, even, you know,
Detroit's in the mix.
Like
the Nets are in the mix.
Utah, I feel like all these teams, like they're good, but the NBA is so elite right now with teams.
You
like,
say New Orleans in there too?
Yeah, New Orleans is in that mix. Like they're good, but because of teams like Golden State and Houston and
Houston's 3-5 right now too.
Yeah, but Houston's gonna figure it out down the line. I don't think they'll be as bad as they are right now. They might not be as good as they were last year just because of the defense of loss and Ariza and Lou Abadamute.
Yeah.
But I still think they'll end up being top four. I think the Lakers will also be up in that top five range once they get figure things out. However, I think it's weird. Can we talk about that whole LeBron off the floor, the Lakers have a higher plus or minus than when he's on the floor. It's actually a negative plus or minus when he's on the floor. So,
bench LeBron?
I don't think it's necessarily bench LeBron.
They're all trying to gel with each other, you know? They haven't quite figured everything out.
When you watch, it's like LeBron.
It looks awkward.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost as LeBron's not comfortable, He's not comfortable taking over.
They don't know how to give him the ball.
You know how in Cleveland, like, he just kind of, like, ran the show and everything went through him? I feel like with the Lakers right now, he's just kind of being another part of the system, and he's not forcing it, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, obviously, you need that sometimes, but I think he needs to be more assertive with the Lakers. He needs to have moments in the game. What he's
been based his whole game around.
Yeah, yeah. He just needs to take the ball. He can't just change. Just take it to the hoop.
The end of your career, you know? Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say the end, but he's very deep in his career now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Magic Johnson said they will get another superstar next year. So, see who it's going to be. They're willing to spend the money.
Klay Thompson, Paul George.
Boogie.
Not Paul George. Not Paul George.
Anthony Davis, even.
AD.
Dude, Anthony Davis is about to mix up the NBA. He's in that top player discussion, and he is going to shake up the whole NBA.
I think he's going to stay with the Pelicans.
I don't know, man. Actually, he was recruiting DeMarcus Cousins to go back.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it the other day when they played Golden State. But I don't know. I don't feel like they'll ever be able to pull it off there. He's easily top five player in the NBA. You could make the argument that he's the best player in the NBA for how well he is on both sides.
Overall player, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, the only other argument for overall player would be Kawhi, I think.
Yeah.
And Kawhi has been playing out of his mind. I'm glad that his injury didn't help him back. Speaking of injuries, Isaiah Thomas come back in December. That was released today. I don't know if that's going to do anything for Denver. I don't know if he's going to be Isaiah the old or...
He hasn't been Isaiah the old since Boston.
Yeah, so I hope...
Sad, because he was really good on Boston.
He was so good.
That team was ridiculous.
So good. I mean, part of it might have been Brad Stevens' system, but like shots he was hitting, the way he was... shaking off defenders, like, he wasn't doing that as much last
year.
You can
be in a system all you want, but you can't make shots at that guy, man.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not teaching that. See, but we're going to – for the West, 1, 2, 3, what do you got?
It's going to go Golden State.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Golden State would be number one.
All right.
Man – I'm going to say Golden State 1, San Antonio 2, OKC 3.
Hey, wow. Houston, OKC?
Houston 4, Lakers 5 going into depth. Denver falls off. They go 6.
What about the Kings?
The Kings aren't going to stick around, man. There's no way they stick around.
They're playing some good ball right now, though.
Yeah, there's no way they stick around. They won't be able to.
They did give up 144 points to the Bucks last week.
I mean, a lot of they have wins, but I mean, they played Memphis, Washington, Orlando, Atlanta.
Yeah, they're playing. Yeah, no question about that.
So like, it's just like it's against other lesser teams, so it's not too impressive. But yeah, they're winning record. Good for them. Hot starts though, keeping it here in the NBA. So I don't know how you feel about this, but Kemba Walker. In Charlotte. He's also a free agent this year. So he could go to LA. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kemba Walker, you think he's all-star point guard this year in the East?
Oh, definitely. He's one of the best in the East right now.
Point guard is the best position in the NBA right now. And I think he is an all-star in the East, but...
He's averaging 28 points a game.
Who do you take out of that guard? You got like Kyrie, John Wall.
Kyrie's not playing that well, though.
Dude, he had a rough, like, first four games.
Yeah, I know, but you got to base it off this season, you know? You can't
base it off. It was four games. He's bouncing back.
Yeah, I know. But as of now, Kemba would be chosen over Kyrie.
You got Kemba, Kyle Lowry, John Wall. Ben Simmons. You know what I find really interesting is what's going on over in Dallas with Luka Doncic. He's kind of the best player on that Dallas team. I mean, they have DeAndre Jordan there and Harrison Barnes, like some decent like role players. And I think they have a good little core where they're going to get in this upcoming offseason, I don't know, maybe Boogie Cousins or someone along those lines. I think they have the potential. I think Dallas is a place where you can get a free agent to go out there.
I think maybe, but you could also say that about the Suns. I think I'd rather go to the Suns than Dallas.
You think so?
Yeah, the Suns have a better quarter builder.
I feel like Dallas is such a better organization.
They did get DeAndre Jordan, though.
Yeah, and they also have Dennis Smith Jr. over there.
Yeah, Luka Doncic now.
I think Luka Doncic is one of those players you want to play with because he makes everyone else around him so much better.
I agree. But you can also say the same thing about Trae Young as well.
Yeah, over
Atlanta.
But
I think the core in Dallas is a lot stronger than the core in Atlanta.
Trae Young has adjusted better to the NBA than I thought he would.
Very much so.
I mean, he was good in Oklahoma, obviously.
He's putting up some numbers.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to translate. No. And they're not playing bad basketball. They've won, like, four or five games.
He's getting open, and he's making his shots. He's hitting that three ball very nice.
Deep three ball.
Deep.
All right, so to finish off the show today, we are going to do a rapid-fire segment of NFL predictions for next week. We are going to – I'm going to give the game, and we will each say our team who we think is going to win, followed by a key factor as to why they're going to win that game. So starting off, we got the Thursday night football game, Carolina at Pittsburgh. Who wins? Why?
Carolina, same with Cam Newton.
Really, Cam Newton's a big factor. I'm going to stick with you in Carolina, but I think Christian McCaffrey is going to have an excellent game, and he's just going to kind of take on that running matchup. James Conner's obviously been having a great year.
Yeah, but if Pittsburgh Steelers decide to start Le'Veon Bell, if he comes back, which probably won't happen this week, but if it does happen, then I might go Steelers.
Nah, I'm still taking Carolina. I think Carolina knows they need this win.
It's a big win for them.
Yeah. I mean, so is Pittsburgh. They're both kind of fighting in their own divisions.
Yeah.
All right, keep it going. Atlanta, Cleveland. Julio Jones had his first touchdown last week, by the way. We didn't mention that.
Finally. I'm going with I'm going to go with Cleveland on this one at home.
Okay. I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Nick Chubb. I think he's going to snap.
Julio's going to go for 150 plus against Cleveland. And
I'm taking the underdog on this one.
All right. New Orleans, Cincinnati.
Oh, New Orleans.
Yeah, I follow you on that one. I'm with you.
Michael Thomas.
I'm going to say Ingram has a good game. I'm going to call that one. Detroit, Chicago. In Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, I think Chicago also wins that.
Khalil Mack, if he's back. Big factor.
I talked a lot of trash on Trubisky today, so I'm gonna give him some positive criticism. I think Trubisky is going to have another good game, lots of TDs thrown. All right, this next one's pretty – I mean, Arizona in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City's going to win. I say Mahomes. Mahomes is going to be the first time in his career he throws over 400. I'm calling it. Jacksonville in Indianapolis.
Jacksonville in Indianapolis. I'm going with the Colts.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Jacksonville. I think
I don't think Jacksonville's got it all figured out right now.
I don't either. I say Jalen Ramsey has a pick or two.
I like that.
This one's kind of a little bit of a toilet bowl game. The Bills and the Jets.
Jets at home.
Jets at home, really?
Yep. Sam Darnold's going to go off.
I think the whole Bills defense.
He'll throw at least three TDs.
The whole Bills defense is going to go off, and Sam Darnold's going to have at least two picks. Washington in Tampa Bay.
I'm going with Washington on this one.
And who breaks out? Who does what?
Adrian Peterson rushed for over 100 yards.
That's my guy, AP. Yeah, I also think Washington, and
he's going to run all over Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It's going to be AP. I mean, Tampa Bay's run defense is pretty weak. New England at Tennessee.
Patriots. Easy.
I'm going to say
Gronk has big game.
I'm going to say Tennessee. Just going to be a little bit of a wild card here. Out of nowhere. No one's going to see it coming. That's my bold prediction for the week. A little absurd. Who cares? Okay, Chargers at Oakland.
Jeez, Oakland was so disappointing last week. There's no way I can choose them. Chargers.
Yeah, definitely.
Phillip Rivers has a game.
Melvin Gordon. That's my
ooh,
prediction. Okay. Seattle against the Rams.
The Rams. Rams come back. Todd Gurley has a huge game. And so does the defense. Defense gets at least two picks.
The Rams and Cooper Kupp has a big game. And I follow you with the defense. I think the defense absolutely trumps Seattle. They won't know what to do.
Yeah.
Miami and Green Bay.
Green Bay. Green Bay's going to bounce back. Rodgers is pissed. He's lost two in a row now.
I think Miami wins this one. I think because they're still somewhat in the AFC East, and
yeah,
I think
if they win this game, it's huge for them.
Plus, Green Bay's defense is really banged up. Really,
if Green Bay loses this game, now they're in trouble.
Yeah, if they lose this game, they're done. They're not making it out. Dallas, Philly.
I'm gonna give it to Dallas on this. I think Dallas is playing good football right now.
Interesting. I mean, with Amari Cooper, I'm excited to see how he does tonight. We didn't talk about that really, but yeah, Amari Cooper playing for the first time tonight.
That's gonna be awesome. I'm glad that happened, honestly. And that's a good little trio right there.
And get ready for this Monday Night Football sensational game of the New York Giants versus the Niners.
I think the Giants actually will get a win.
Yeah, I'd say.
And OBJ just absolutely stuns the Niners.
I think Saquon shows up for the primetime game.
He always shows up.
He's going to show up for the primetime game even more so. He's going to have 200-plus scrimmage yards.
All right.
How do you like that one?
We'll see. How many TDs? At least one?
At least one TD. I'll give him two TDs. Saquon, two TDs, 200-plus scrimmage yards.
All right.
That's my
sounds good to me.
My bold claim. That's gonna do it for this segment of Tailgate Debates. Yeah, we don't have our sign. Oh yeah, we do. This is WCBG broadcasting from Wagner College in New York City. WCBG, small college, big voice. Take it easy, everyone. Have a good week.